At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines. Start this puppy off. They're brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai dealer in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Thanks again to Callie Sacco for stopping by the program.
She's always smiling. Always.
She's great. She's one of the best that we got down here. She's absolutely fantastic. And her Marlins stuff is especially good. So check her on out this week. Check the Marlins on out this week. And we'll get into some more fish later on. But we gave
the whole
first hour to him.
She does the J-Fig. Like, she'll be talking, and then she'll do a Latin name.
Oh, hey, Woody. Makes me feel.
I called that the old J-Fig.
It's not messing, not at all. But I think that's one of the cool things about her. Is, you know, she'll translate these damn interviews herself.
Herself, right. And she'll actually have an interview and then just tell us what happened. Right.
Yeah, she does a tremendous job. So thanks to Kelly Sacco for joining the program. Dolphins, big news last night, Leroy.
Yeah.
Sealer it on up. Zach Sealer gets his munion. Gets a 3-year extension. According to Adam Schefter, $67.75 million, 44 of that guaranteed. So he can buy the nicest RV ever.
I would say that kudos to him and kudos to the Dolphins for this simple fact. He could have waited to get somewhere along the lines of Christian Wilkins money, right? He did not. He wanted something fair, but he wanted a pay raise.
Yep.
Kudos to the Dolphins for acknowledging that and saying, look, we're saving money. Let's take care of our guy, one of our main guys, not a guy, you know, that is only about the money, but a guy that's about this life, about this, organization, and he can pass it along to everybody else. And so it's good to see that he'll be here for a couple of years, a couple more years, especially one of your real leaders, not only with his voice, but with his actions. Right.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, this is the guy that you're having, you know, speak to your rookies in the off season.
You want to be physical? That's who.
Zach Sealer.
Yeah, exactly.
Man's man.
Yeah, exactly. Man's man. So kudos to everybody involved. It got worked out, right? It's not one of those situations where you look around the league and the guy needs to be the highest paid.
Nope.
Right? So, look, I'm glad he's here. Regardless of what you think about where the defense is going or how much talent they have up front, I think that defense starts with Zach Sealer.
Absolutely. And not only that, but he's got to, you know, take a young guy under his wing this year and Kenneth Grant.
Yep.
I mean, it looks like an absolute monster. I mean, the stuff from camp is really cool, but it's, you want to have the guy that he's going to be leaning on taken care of. And I think that, to see that story, man, D2 guy, where the hell did he go? Ferris State,
upstate Michigan, baby.
And I mean, lived in an RV and then kind of was like Christian Wilkins' buddy. And, you know, he's his tandem mate. And then all of a sudden, you know, he turns himself one of the elite guys in this league. Really, really cool story. So very happy for Zach Sealer. And, you know, I hope he goes and buys everything he wants at Bass Pro Shop. Hope he buys the nicest bow and arrow, whatever he does to hunt those gators.
Hey, by the way, speaking of bow and arrows, have you ever seen guys on the side of the road shooting fish just in a creek?
You know, I can't say that I've seen that in person, but that does feel like Davey.
Yes. I'm like, What do we don't fish no more.
It's called
sometimes when you go fishing, it's about spending time and hanging out or whatever. If you want a break, you can go just grab your rod and go to a little creek and just hang out for a minute. Like, God forbid you should catch a fish.
It's called spear when you fishing, go, though.
Huh?
It's spear fishing.
But on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Like, isn't spear...
Spearfishing, okay, like the original spearfishing is like what you're thinking of, like actual spears, like, you know, Native American.
But also,
there's like spears now are like in gun form.
Guns or bow and arrow, like in a bow.
But Brittany, I feel like spearfishing, like that's an underwater thing that I think of, like where you have like the little harpoon that's in the thing that goes.
I mean, that's a part of it, But like growing up in South Carolina, people have like those spear guns and they'll go out to the lakes and like, you know, waist deep water and they'll spearfish there instead of like
using a rod. On the side of the road?
I mean, here in, you know, in South Florida, I think that is kind of ridiculous, but I mean, it's not unheard of.
Yeah, especially where you live, like there's those back alley canals, you know, like you gotta.
Well, it's like just on like everybody basically has a canal behind at some point behind their yard. You might have a lake. In the, like, this is just guys that park on the side of the road, right?
No, I mean, listen, I see plenty of that just for regular fishing. I can't see that I've seen it for bow fishing.
Right, right.
So you're saying they're out there with full...
Bow, with a bow. That's... Well, no, with a bow, they load it and then shoot it. It's not, they don't even pull back and aim.
Yeah, because it's like those gun, it's like those gun contraptions. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So is it a crossbow that you're seeing?
It's more of like a crossbow.
It's a crossbow.
All right. So yeah, when you see, I've seen what Brittany's talking about, like the spearfishing that people bring under the water.
Right.
And I was picturing somebody had like, you know, like the full bow, and they're just trying to take out a bass.
No. It's a crossbow where you're just shooting it like a gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Zach Sealer's definitely doing that
for sure.
You think
he's still catching dinner?
I would do that in the Everglades. Boat.
Well, you know, I feel like Zach Sealer, you know, $44 million guaranteed be damned. He's still catching dinner.
I mean, it was, I don't know.
Mrs. Sealer goes, he goes, we can't go somewhere like we can't go to Cheesecake Factories to celebrate this. He goes,
why he's like, I'll make it better.
Come on with a stringer.
It's just a string of bass.
It's a string of bass. I don't think I've ever eaten a bass. I don't think you eat bass.
What is that? What is the
absolutely
fake bass that you're talking
tilapia.
About? Tilapia. No, that's the man. But what's the one you took? What's the Patagonian toothfish?
Oh,
isn't that a bass?
Patagonian toothfish?
Isn't that Chilean bass? Bass?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you never had
that? Expensive.
They're hideous.
I thought that you ate that at I thought you ate that at the Panthers.
Who, me?
Yeah, didn't you and J-Fig steal the... I think you and J-Fig stole Ryan Lomberg's Patagonian toothfish.
Yeah, sea bass. Like, when we looked, we were asking questions about the menu. And, yeah, what kind of fish is this? Sea bass.
And like, I'm the guy's probably like, and what position do you play? And Leroy's like, I'm Sergei Bobrovsky.
Hey, no. And then, so once I go and I just act normal. See, the thing is, you got to act normal. Because if they see you and you acting normal, they think, oh, he must have, somebody must have, you know, got him in here. Right? Then Jennifer goes, come with me. Let's go back. But that food was much better than the fruit and
the bagels
sandwiches
and fruit?
You probably, yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So Zach Seeler gets his money. Good for him. Austin Jackson. This was kind of the big news out of the weekend. Austin Jackson got stepped on in practice. So he's going to miss some weeks. Mike McDaniel
stepped on the ankle, rolled his ankle, or broke.
All he said is that he was stepped on.
Okay.
That he was stepped on. Mike McDaniel seemed confident that he's going to be ready for week one. Please.
I tell you what. it seems like. If you have confidence in a guy that's going to make that position better or solidify something, he always gets banged up. Like, this team is snake bit.
It's like, annoying.
You haven't had any continuity on the offensive line in 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a frustrating thing. Maybe more. And it's not for lack of planning or bringing guys in. It's just some misfortune.
Hopefully he'll be ready. The Dolphins signed offensive lineman Jermaine Afidi to fill the void in this offensive line, which...
I hate to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know who they're going to lean on.
Who? Well, he's hurt too.
Oh,
he's hurt. I know everybody's blaming him for that. He's hurt too. I don't think he's back yet. I don't think he's practiced all at all.
So what they're going to start doing, right? And so don't be upset if you see a struggle. But what they're going to do is start moving guys around, right? Who can do this? Can you play right tackle? Can you do this? And you have to do this during camp. However, sometimes it looks as if you're struggling because you might be out of position a little bit, but they need to find guys that if they get in this pinch during the season, they can move around instead of just, you know, taking a stab at it like they've had to do in years past. And that's why I say, contrary to popular belief, your guy's going to be on the team because he plays multiple positions. I'm just telling you, you know, every once in a while, you ought to listen to your boy.
I do listen to you. It doesn't mean I have to like what you say.
You mock me. It's funny. Kelly said the same thing that I said to you.
You weren't watching MLB Twitter. You weren't watching it.
No. You know what I am? Common sense. Right?
Please.
Common sense says this is what they want for Sandy. If nobody's offering it, we are fine keeping Sandy. So you never heard. It would have been different if they said we're keeping Sandy a month ago or 2 weeks ago, but they said it at 5:30. You know why? Because they didn't get any offers that they liked. And more importantly, they might have waited until the last minute by throwing that out there. Maybe somebody's got, we got to have him. So
that's what it seemed like. It seemed like the Yankees were trying to swoop in with a super deal for him and Bender.
We already got everything we want from the Yankees. We don't want nothing else.
I gotta tell you, it felt good to see you win a trade right in front of the Yankees this weekend, because Jazz Chisholm is getting roasted today on Sports Radio.
Yeah.
That's for getting doubled off.
But that's what Jazz is. Jazz is, you know, he kind of showboats a little bit. He's a good player, but periodically he takes, you know, nonchalant about it and makes that would be considered a lazy baseball play?
Timbo Slice says, no, you're Captain Hindsight.
No, I'm not!
That's what he says. You're Captain Hindsight, dude. No,
you better stand up for me right now.
What do you mean?
As soon as you sent that text to me, I replied with that.
I know, and I thought I found it very annoying.
Okay, so now he's sitting here saying, Timbo's saying, I'm saying it now. No. I said it right when it happened. So, no, I'm not Captain Hindsight.
Aaron Brewer returned to practice this weekend, so the Dolphins got back their starting center. Fatu Melifonwu also back, so that's good. They got some safety help. Minka Fitzpatrick, he had a pick six yesterday on Tua, Tua's first interception of camp.
Good. And I would be willing to bet, without seeing it, It was in the red zone.
It was in the red zone. He took it back from the end zone.
Yeah, because those are the plays during a game where it's as tightest, and those are probably, depending on the situation, you're going to take your most risk, and you need to find out, right? If it was a pick six and it was Minka, I would say it was some kind of out route that was just either poorly thrown or he didn't see Minka.
No, he didn't see Minka. Nobody sees Minka. Minka lurks in the shadows.
That's it. So
Jalen Phillips scared everybody this weekend. He got hurt in practice too, but he said he got leg whipped. Has a bruise.
Leg whips are the worst. You know why? Because you ain't getting leg whipped by a little person. It's always something. So you think about it, the smallest person you could get leg whipped with is 250. So imagine 250 getting slung and you getting leg whipped. Ouch.
Well, he's out for a couple of days, but should be fine. Everybody was scared.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we want him healthy. Need him to be healthy.
Yeah. We need if you want this defense to be as best as they can be, you don't need to fill the voids at corner and whatever. That'll help. But more importantly, you need all of your front seven, especially the guys up front, to be healthy so you can rotate them, so you can keep it fresh.
And Marcos, who is chiming in on the chat, says, leg whip. I could walk that off, long as it's not dead foot. Thanks, Frog Boy.
Really? 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 This guy sprained the ankle and was out for 2 months.
Wow. We'll take a break. Speaking of things that Leroy is very passionate about, the Dolphins run game. Some thoughts from that this weekend from Cheetah and Mike McDaniel. That's next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, we got a cool thing going on right now for any Zac Brown Band fans out there. If you guys want to see Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December, we got a way for you to do that. It's easy to enter this contest. All you got to do is log on to the Odyssey app, listen to WQM for 1 hour, and you're entered. For more chances, listen every day, and you might win. Winner receives a round trip to Las Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zac. That's Z-A-C. That's how he spells his name. odyssey.com/Z-A-C. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group. Miami Dolphins will have their first preseason game on Sunday against the Bears.
Wow, that's crazy.
What?
Preseason game on Sunday. They no
Sunday at 1. I found that weird too, Leroy.
They don't normally play on Sunday. They usually all on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, they got they have a first preseason game coming up this weekend against I don't believe we'll see Caleb Williams. I would be surprised by that. I'd imagine
so
that
you need to. Word has it that he need all the work he can get.
That is the word. The word is he's not looking so hot. I saw him throw a little, I saw a viral clip of him this weekend getting upset because he couldn't, you know, that QB net with the three targets?
Yeah.
He missed on all three throws and then, like, gave a little, he was all upset with himself.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, one of the things that we have learned is that every quarterback isn't accurate. It doesn't mean every quarterback can't be successful, but there's different levels of accuracy. And where you're able to throw the ball with that, that separates you. So the fact that he can hit the net, you don't have to hit the net. It just means that you can't make tight throws. That's all. There's other quarterbacks that are like that. My suggestion is don't put yourself out there. You know you ain't accurate. Stop trying to – right? Like usually a quarterback, we see quarterbacks throwing and hitting the crossbar, or they showed a video of Tom Brady hitting the moving dummy on a cart. Like, you're showing off, right? But if you're not capable of doing that, don't show off. Like, listen, I know for a fact, me and Robert would, you know, run striders on our off day, right? I'm not trying to keep up with Robert. That would be embarrassing myself. I'm probably going to pull a hammy, right?
You're and Rocky so, to his Apollo?
Listen, under no circumstances, let me be clear with this. Under no circumstances in the real, would Rocky ever beat Apollo in a race.
Okay, but he did. We all saw it on the beach.
It was fun. Oh, my goodness. Like, are you?
On the beach. But he did. They hugged.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
Because... Brittany, you ever see Rocky 3?
Of course.
Okay, do you not recall?
You know what?
The only people
that would think that's an accurate depiction of what was going on are intangibles.
Well, I don't think that's fair. Like,
no, it's fair.
He trained,
There ain't no way in hell Rocky gonna beat Apollo.
I don't think you understood the point of the movie because
he let him win.
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
You think
why would Apollo do that?
Wait. You think
Apollo took a dive?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know why? Because it was Rocky's movie.
He was training Rocky.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
I don't think he was gonna let him win. I don't think so.
If they did it in real life, Apollo would have dusted Rocky.
Maybe initially, but after, you know, don't forget, I mean, Apollo was retired. Rocky was still in his prime.
In real life, they weren't that far apart in age.
I would imagine prime versus prime, probably not, but he was a little long in the tooth, Carl Weathers.
They're both the same age!
Not in the movie.
Oh.
Retired him. Schmeathen says Rocky had that Ethan Bonner in him. Or Jacob Marcy. That Jacob Marcy, hey, that's an intangible who can fly. That guy is fast. That dude was running around the bases this weekend. Woo! Only time he doesn't fly is when they walk him. Fast intangibles, dude.
See why impressed. We got to have these intangibles conversations?
I'm just saying, it was impressive.
You see why.
Speaking of running, a guy, Sylvester Stallone, could not beat in a race. Tyreek Hill.
Backwards.
Tyreek Hill.
He was on one yesterday.
He was asked about Devon Achane. Oh, he was asked about the Dolphins' run game. And this is what his suggestion was when he said they can no longer do this with Devon Achane.
Ask you about the reputation of this team being a finesse team. The short yardage issues, the running game issues last year. How do you change that identity?
Take Devon out on third down. What? You want him? That's my honest opinion. If it's third and short, he's not a power back. I be telling him that in the locker room, but he a power back. I love Devon though, but if I'm being honest, like,
what are we waiting for?
That's why you got Jalen Wright. That's why you got Ali Gordon here for those kind of situations.
Oh, you're not hearing it?
No, I didn't hear it. Oh, I was wondering, I didn't hear nothing.
That was strange. It's weird. I heard it.
I was like, I'm looking at everybody going, oh, is it going to play?
Are you like muted on the, I don't know. Like, that's strange.
No, I hear you.
Did everybody on the chat hear it? Are you alone in this? I heard it.
I did not hear it.
That's weird. Everybody on the chat saying they heard it. It must have been a you thing.
How?
I don't know, dude.
I can hear you now. Brittany, say something. Say hi.
Hi.
There.
Everybody in the chat saying they heard it.
Right.
Try playing it again, Brittany. Maybe your system stuttered or something.
I wanted to ask you about the reputation of this team being a finesse team. The short yardage issues, the running game issues last year. How do you change that identity?
Take Devon out on third down. What? That's my honest opinion. If it's third and short, he's not a power back. I be telling him that in the locker room, but he a power back. I love Devon though, but if I'm being honest, that's why you got Jalen Wright. That's why you got Ali Gordon for those kind of situations.
Hey, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. I mean, he's not wrong.
But let me say this. Very rarely will you hit a player put that out there. It's like, could you imagine me saying, hey, you know, what are y'all going to do about third and fourth, you know, yards with Robert Smith, right? He is a Pro Bowler. He can run all day. I'm like, take him out of the game. He shouldn't be there for that. Like, that's just crazy, right? But here's the other thing. We can't make fun of him because we all have been saying the same exact thing for 2 years. So, although it's, like, weird to hear it, he's not wrong. And in fact, he's correct.
He's very right.
Right.
So, we are all thinking it.
So what do we like?
Well, here was this was Devon Achan on Twitter when seeing this, where he goes, "That's how you feel," laughing crying emoji at a cheetah. And then Mike McDaniel was asked about this yesterday, and this is what McCochin had to say on Cheetah's input.
Genius reporting by Tyreek, seeing how we had a short yardage period that very day that you guys were in attendance for, and his suggestion was, I guess, congruent with Coach Studesville. That's exactly how we repped the backs in that short yardage period that very day. But we thought it was funny that he reported the news that wasn't news on that practice day in that short yardage period that you guys were all there too for.
So let me break it down for you. And this is genius by Mike, right? So basically what he did was squash any type of negative reaction that people get from hearing what Tyreek said. Instead of saying, oh, now Tyreek wanted to be a coach. Oh, Tyreek is doing, and just like Luis Benito, you're not supposed to say that, right? Mike just squashed it and said, oh, that's some good reporting by Tyreek, because that's exactly what we did all day, and you guys were out there for that. So, there. Good job by everybody.
Still funny, though.
It's fun. No, it's funny because, like, first of all, nobody on the team would say something like that.
No, only right? Cheetah.
Only Cheetah. And then you got to understand why Mike McDaniel still has Cheetah, because he says, I can handle Cheetah. Right? And he came out with something that now we're just going to disregard what Cheetah said. Oh, that was just practice. We already doing that. Yeah.
Well, listen, trust me. Look. Cheetah's not exactly breaking news. I'm pretty sure when defenses see in a third and short, if Devon Achan's back there, they're probably like, "Hoo-hoo!" They're excited about it.
Sweep, toss.
By the way, Zach Sealer is about to speak to the media, and he has walked up to the podium, and I just saw this incredible picture from, oh, not only a cowboy hat, from Travis Wingfield from Dolphins Drive Time podcast has posted a picture of this, and this is the cowboy hat that he's wearing.
He's got a... Oh, my goodness. Too much! Too much!
No, it's not too much!
Dude, nothing says I'm less rugged. nothing says I'm less rugged or less manly man than a teal cowboy hat.
You're
a cowboy. You wear regular cowboy hats.
Not when that cowboy got paid $44 million guaranteed.
I get it. Yeah.
He walks up there and feels like that. I mean, you think that's an expensive cowboy hat? It looks like an expensive cowboy hat.
No.
No?
Do you think it goes
like Tecovas, right? Isn't that expensive cowboy wear?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to
like
Griff's.
It has like his name somewhere in melted on there.
Somebody said orange cowboy hat would have been better.
No.
Really?
Listen. I wore an orange cowboy hat for 5 years of my career. No, it wouldn't. nobody said that's a cool helmet. They all said I wear a pumpkin.
No, the Browns helmet is not cool. It's not cool at all. Nothing. Do they have a brown helmet this year?
I don't know. They changed the colors. They've changed jersey, you know.
Oh, I thought
like
they,
the
like,
only jersey cool. I wore, I didn't get to wear. I would have loved to wear the orange jersey.
We got another angle of Sheriff Sealer here with his aqua hat.
From, somebody said he looks like he just left a Beyonce concert.
I love the new album, Cowboy Carter. It's from David Ferronis of the Sun Sentinel.
If you told me he was the offensive line coach, I could see it, right? Something by them says I'm intense as hell.
I mean,
the way he got his arms and his shoulders shrugged up, like, what y'all want?
He has become more cowboy since he's been here. Like, I think that definitely, I don't remember him wearing cowboy hats this first couple of years. This has become a new thing for him.
Yeah.
He's found,
leaning into it.
I think he's leaning into it. I like it.
I like it.
Like where's it. The cowboy hat? I don't know, you know, if he's going to buy a ranch. Maybe he buys a ranch now. You know, buys a couple of horses.
He, like, is he from Michigan?
I don't know. Is he from Michigan? I think he is from Michigan.
Yeah, because
how the hell else do you find?
Ferris State ain't going very far to find players.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Right. He's from Pinckney, Michigan.
Oh, my goodness. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like he's wrangling cattle. Right? Wait, I spent, what, almost 10 years in Ohio, Michigan area, and I've never heard of it.
Its population is 2,400.
Yeah. Yeah. And I bet you it's not far from Ferris State.
Probably not. Wow.
Good for him.
That's something. Happy for him, though. Happy for Zach Sealer. All right, we'll take a break. Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Leroy Hoare to hand out his game balls and game bums. Leroy, what do you got for us?
Okay. For my game balls, I would like to give it to Stowers, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to the Marlins because just like you said, it's not just one guy. Even though Stowers has been on fire, Sandy's been turned around. The pitching has been going. You sweep somebody you haven't swept ever in the history of your club. Yeah, the Marlins got to get it. I mean, from top to bottom, I'm even going to throw Petey Pablo in there. Ownership, the coaching staff, everybody. Everybody. So kudos to them. They get my game ball. I kind of teased this with Tobin, and naturally he would have the reaction that he had. So I'm going to give my game bump, and I want y'all to tell me if I'm off base here. So my pool is broken. I got to get a new heater and a new pump. So while I'm waiting for that, I have to go do my work at the gym.
Okay.
So I go to the gym. I get me like 25, 30 minutes on the bike.
I get off, then I go get some pool work in. I get in the jacuzzi, I stretch. I'm in the jacuzzi, get my little stretch on or whatever. And it's got to be like probably 3 o'clock. It's right after the show. 3:30. All right. I'm in there stretching, listening to my music or whatever, getting loose so I can go do some stuff in the pool. Guy walks in, shower, rinses off, right? Walks over to step down in the jacuzzi. He's just wearing regular drawers.
What?
He's wearing regular drawers.
Like tidy whiteies?
Hanes.
Boxer briefs? Boxers?
Boxer briefs. I don't know. I know Hanes don't make no damn bathing suit. Right? So I'm thinking, this man is getting up in the pool with no onion bag. Now, I had this conversation with you, and you said an onion bag is not a requirement.
But I just don't understand. No, that's not what I said. Don't misconstrue what I said. What I said was it's just a little ridiculous to think the onion bag is stopping anything sanitary. It's just mesh.
But I feel comfortable knowing that it's a bathing suit when I say onion bag.
Because it's tucked away?
No, just because I know it's a bathing suit. So, and I tried to break this down. He says I'm off base. So, Smeaton, this is what I asked Toby. If you have a family get together and everybody's going to go swimming in the pool, right? Would you walk around your house with a bathing suit? Absolutely. Would you walk around the house with your drawers on? If I'm off base, then that means you when you have a house full of people, you can just walk to the pool in your drawers.
Do you have, let me ask you this, because I know I got to ask you, there's a huge difference here. I have been to gyms where the hot tub, there's two different, because I've gone to LA Fitness. There's been a couple of setups that they have. Okay, so let me ask you this. This is important to distinguish.
Okay.
Does this hot tub neighbor the pool or is it in the locker room? So
it
is it
neighbors the pool.
Okay, so he's out. No, that's no good.
It's basically a public, and there's a window that people could see in.
Yeah, that no, that's
right.
No, you're
right. That's
what
I'm saying.
You're right. Because there are, when you first told me the story, I was like, I was thinking there are, I know there are certain gyms.
It's in the men's locker room.
There's no go out. And I can see like, if I'm wearing some clean undies, especially maybe some.
You can't wear your drawers.
In the locker room. What's the difference? As long as you didn't work out in them before. That's gross.
I don't know. It's drawers. Dude, you can't. You can't. And by the way, to the wise ass that says you live in South Florida and you need a heated pool. It's not for my pool. It's for my jacuzzi. So calm down. So like it just like he got to get my game bump. That's no respect for the public environment right there that you think you could just walk in with draws. Like, no.
Jukebox says, what about banana hammock wearers?
Men or women? Because women, no, wait, listen. Not the banana hammock, but women have those tight bathing suits when they go swim that kind of hug, right?
No, like, I'm talking men, dude. I'm talking.
No! No! You ain't at the beach. You in you at a pool. Come on, have some respect for one another.
What if he's wearing a banana hammock for speed, if he's getting his laps in?
Brittany's like, yeah, what about that? No.
What about that?
But he's not wrong.
Wait, in a public place, right? The last thing you want to do is go into the pool area and see two cheeks.
But okay. What if?
But okay. In fairness, go ahead, Brittany, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
You can wear, I've seen guys get in there with Speedos.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what a, no, that's not essentially banana what a hammock, hammock is. No.
Oh, Speedo? Yeah, that's fine if you're swimming.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah, that's I don't make a big deal about
that. It's a bathing suit. I don't make a big deal about that. Guy getting his swim on. That's fine. That's what you swim in. That's fine. Right?
That's what you thought, right, Tobin? That's what you thought it was.
I thought he meant just pure speed. Yeah, I don't think of a banana hammock. That to me is a G string.
Exactly.
I don't.
Okay.
All right. Exactly. Okay, banana hammock. You're talking about speedos, like like what you were supposed, to wear when you jumped in the pool.
Well, this is where I come. This is where I do defend myself because I wore black tighty whities for the speedo jump, and it was samesies, and you claimed it wasn't, and I'm like, it is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Now you're claiming it's worse, and you got on me all these years because you said it wasn't as bad, and I'm telling you it was just as bad, if not worse. Plus, speedos are very expensive at the time. I was.
Oh yeah. Hey, that little piece of material. Woo, goodness.
I was like, geez, so that's a lot.
That's my game bum because I don't like, and he was just like,
Well, so did you make a comment or he was good? You just let it slide.
Nah, he walked by and I said, ain't no onion bag in them drawers.
And so, did he hear you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He just kept it moving. Yeah. Like, I've been like, come on, man. Drawers? There's men, women, people swimming. Like, it's a public environment. And a window where people look in. To see how
that does make it worse. When I first heard this story, I definitely thought this was in the
if it was a private men's locker room, I'd be like, okay, I mean, you're being
okay. I wouldn't have a problem with that either because the old guys feel like
that's what I was saying. Like,
if I see one more old guy walk out of the shower with the towel around his neck and not covering up the pork and beans, like, enough.
The old let it hang.
Stop being that comfortable. So, yeah, game bum. He got to get my game. You can't wear your drawers in the pool. That's why I asked you, Tobin. Oh, if you had people over to the house and y'all going swimming, would you walk through your house in drawers?
Probably not.
Right. So, like, the same is, like, in a public place. Right? The environment is just the same, except you know them people. He don't know nobody, so I guess he thought it was okay. And then had the audacity to rinse off.
What if you were hosting a barbecue at the Horde household? Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a Marcos move, but let's say Marcos is like, I don't have a bathing suit, but I'm hot. Would you allow Marcos to go swimming in his boxers?
I give him some shorts.
Really? Wow.
With his boxers over and his shorts.
Interesting.
So your boxers will have the that'd be an unofficial onion bag.
What if
another shorts? You're
gonna give him a loaner?
Yeah.
Are they gonna be ones you're gonna let him keep?
I have shorts. I mean, it's just shorts. Like I have bathing suits. I have keep a couple of spare bathing suits for people kids. I have bathing suits that are probably fitting. So yeah, we at the Horde household, anytime we have a barbecue or something, we are prepared for all situations, you know, that may happen. So,
J-Fix says we have two loners out at home. You just wash them.
Yeah. I know. You don't have a loner at your house? When kids come over, you don't have, like, boy shorts and maybe a onesie?
I can't say that I have any loners at my house.
All right.
Because I feel like if I invite people to swim, they're bringing. I haven't had this scenario where there's been a surprise swim come up for somebody. Like,
wait,
usually, if they're coming over, they're coming over to swim.
Kentucky Finn said it perfectly. The old intangibles at the gym always want to talk when not clothed. No, sir. Absolutely not. They do feel rather comfortable in the gym naked.
J-Fix says for girls, if they don't fit ours, we give out shorts and a big shirt.
Yep. Pretty much. That's it. Like, you can make it work, but it's at your house. It's not a public arena. Like, I don't know women that would get in the pool wearing shorts and just a t-shirt.
I see it at Dolphin the water camp. Parks and stuff all the time.
That's water park.
It's public.
I'm talking about at a... No, not like that.
There's like, a lot of if girls you go to wear, a water like, park, shorts and t-shirts to go swimming.
Every time I've gone to a water park, I expect to see something crazy, like people getting wet that didn't think they were going to get wet and stuff like that. But at a public pool where there's exercise and swimming, at the gym, Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, always have your onion bag around Leroy Horde. We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Back with more after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.